Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
It's Natalia, and welcome back to Unfiltered Fashion Talks. Here I am again saying that I don't know why I keep taking breaks. I feel like I just haven't been super, super inspired to film the podcast. I was like on a roll with guests when I first started, and then obviously like I fell off of that when I moved. And I just haven't felt like super inspired to bring on like guests again, mostly because I haven't really figured out like a good setup for it, because like I film on my bed because that's like the best filming spot for me since my space is very limited. And then like having my laptop is just kind of weird, and I feel like it just looks weird sometimes. So I'm trying to figure out like a good setup for it, which is also why I just like haven't felt like great about it. And also there's a bunch of guests here in LA that I really want to interview, but like if they're in LA, like I'd rather do it in person, but I don't know what my setup would be like for that. So all that to say is like I'm trying to figure out, and that's why I really haven't had guests on here yet. But then also it's like, how much can I talk just myself? Like I know I can talk a lot, but I don't know how much it would be like fashion related. And I feel like my last couple ones haven't been super fashion related. But I really don't know what you guys prefer, if you like the ones that are super like heavy on fashion with like guests, or if you like also just me talking about like life and like business. I don't know. So whatever, we're gonna just experiment it. But for today, I decided that it would be good to kind of give you guys like a yearly wrap up and kind of like things that I'm looking forward to coming into the next year. Obviously on my YouTube channel, I love to do just like an end of the year, like looking back at the previous year and like what I did and what my goals were and what I accomplished, and then setting new goals. So that video will be up obviously like January 1st or around that time, because I will be making like a vision board and all of that. But I just wanted to like sit through and like actually just talk about things a little bit more in depth, because this year has been quite the whirlwind. I haven't rewatched like my 2022 goals video, because I like to do that at the end of the year to like kind of see, you know, what I did and didn't do. But I know my one big thing that I was like, well, I think this is maybe slightly unrealistic, but like it's still a huge goal of mine, is to move to LA. And I think in the video, I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure I said like I either want to move there or have plans to move there, because I just really didn't think it was possible in this year, just because it is really, really expensive to move, and I just wasn't sure if I would be able to manage it. But clearly we did. So like that's the biggest goal that I accomplished this year that I'm like obviously really proud of and really happy about. Everything else I haven't actually looked into just yet, but I do want to go into just like everything we did this year. So starting off strong, I started off with a podcast rebrand at the beginning of the year, which I really, really loved. I love my cover photo so much more now, and I love just like the vibes of it. I changed the intro song as well, and I just like really love where it's at, and I think I'm gonna keep it like that for a hot minute because I'm still not tired of it, which is actually great because I tend to like get tired of things pretty easily. So that's really good. I also obviously started with like my spring collection that I launched in February, which was the first collection that I did a full photo shoot for here in LA, which was so much fun. That was honestly one of my favorite days of the year, just getting to like hang out with like five other like beautiful creative girls and just like make content together, take pictures of them. They looked beautiful in my clothing, and it was just a beautiful studio. The lighting was perfect. Like it was just so beautiful, and I love those pictures so much. They're still some of my favorite, and it really made me love that collection so much more, being able to like see it on other people and kind of see how they style it personally and stuff, because I just let them have creative freedom with that, which I thought was also really fun, because it's like I could style it and they could all kind of look like they're in the same vibe. But I loved having like one of my girls, Fanny, she's like a little more edgy, and so was Natasha, and they're both just like kind of made it a little more grungy instead of like super girly. But then we have like Chaslyn and Lexi and Essence, who made it a little bit more girly and feminine. And I just thought it was so cool to see them like just be able to style it in different ways. And it's something that I really want to take into next year, is like doing more photo shoots like that, because that was the last one I did. I really haven't done any others like that. Like I did an e-commerce shoot in New York with my latest collection, but it was just like a e-commerce shoot. It wasn't like a full like lifestyle-y type of photo shoot. So, and I think if I would have had time, I would have done it, but I didn't really have enough time. We only had a couple hours in the studio, so we did it pretty quickly. But that's something I definitely want to do more because, one, it was just really fulfilling for me to, like, see it on other people and, like, see them enjoy it and, like, feel good about themselves in it. But also, like, getting pictures of more than just, like, one or two girls in the outfits was so much fun. And it's so cool to see it all come together and also just really cool to collaborate with other people and just kind of, like, have that community moment. So I really loved that. That was definitely a huge, huge highlight for this year. And also that collection itself was a huge highlight because it was like the first time I like started doing seasons for collections and not just like putting them out randomly. Because previously in the last couple of years, I've been just putting collections out whenever I felt like it. And this year I was like, you know what? I want to do it more seasonally. I want to do just like four collections a year, you know, spring, summer, fall, winter. And to be honest, I didn't even do a winter collection this year. I literally just did spring, summer, and fall. And I feel like that's fine by me. I feel like fall and winter kind of like come too quickly into each other. So I don't know. I didn't feel great about putting one out. I also just, you know, had a lot of things going on, got busy, didn't have time for it. So that being said, I really love that structure. And I think that's something I'm going to take into next year as well. I think it helped me pace things a little bit better. However, it was also kind of harder to get sales that way because I think I was used to putting things out a lot more often, like maybe less things, but more often. So there was always something new going on and something new for people to see and like get excited about and like, you know, new content, whatever. And having to like promote the same collection for like 2 to 3 months can get a little more draining because it's like you're saying the same thing over and over again. It doesn't feel like new and fresh. So something I do want to do next year is kind of just like get more creative with like the shoots and the content around it, because I think I was doing like the same thing over and over again, which obviously like doesn't really translate well into getting good engagement because it's like, you know, people are seeing the same thing. So maybe like whether it's collaborations with people and having them style it different ways, or like, you know, just doing multiple photo shoots in different styles just to like give some like new take into it. I think that's something I definitely want to take into this upcoming year, because that's the one thing I really struggled with, was just like trying to make it feel new and fresh after like a couple months. So that's something huge that I feel like I really need to work on. I also had a couple events throughout the year. So I did the like little pop-up event in LA in March, which was fun. It was like a pretty small event, but I got to meet a couple people there, which was really fun. And it was just like fun to like vibe around LA, and it was in the Arts District, which is a really fun little area. So that was cute and fun. Nothing crazy there. And then we also had the fashion show in Joshua Tree for Earth Day, which was also really fun. I feel like that trip was especially cool because we got to also collaborate with Mob Beauty and go to their labs and kind of like see how they do things behind the scenes, which is insane. I think they're by far the most sustainable makeup company ever. Just like everything that they thought about was so mindful, and just like they were really, really on top of everything. Their packaging is all now compostable. It's all refillable. You can like mix and match things. It's just so well thought out, and I've just never really like looked into sustainable makeup, so it was just really cool to see it from their perspective, all their ingredients, how they make it. They literally like made me a foundation shade right then and there to match my skin perfectly. It was like so cool. So that was a really cool part of it. And also just like getting that connection with them now. And the models we got to work with were really fun. A couple of them I had already worked with previously, so it was just like fun to work with them again. One of them, Kimmy, actually ended up flying to New York to do my New York Fashion Week show with me, which I absolutely love. She is wonderful, and it's just like cool to make those type of connections with people that like, you know, want to support you, you want to support them, and just like mutually help each other. So that was really cool. I feel like this year really was a big year for like relationships and connections for me in terms of like just making new friends and like reaching out to people and just like being better about networking, I guess, because it's something previously I haven't really done too much of, and also was like scared of because I do get a little bit of social anxiety, and I get like, I don't know, it just, it's hard for me to like start conversations with people. It's like easy for me to continue them, like I'm a social person, but like starting them gets a little difficult for me sometimes. So I really stepped out of my comfort zone with that one this year, which is really cool because clearly I've gotten so much out of it. I've made so many great friends, and I just like feel so good about like the community that I have behind me. So that's something I definitely want to continue for the next couple of years. I've really found a lot of joy in just like connecting with people and collaborating and just like, you know, trying new things and being around new people, because sometimes you just need like new perspectives and advice from different people, and just like, you know, different points of views is really cool. So that's something. Then in April, I came to LA, which was right after the Joshua Tree fashion show. So I was in Joshua Tree and then I came over to LA for a couple days. And that's actually when I started apartment hunting, which I don't know if I ever really said, but I was staying with a friend and I was just like, you know what? What if I just like go look at apartments? So we went to look for apartments on Sunday, and then on Monday they were working. So then I went on my own and looked for a couple apartments, which is when I found this apartment, which is actually really funny because I had looked on like apartments.com and like every other website there is. I don't remember all the other ones right now, but I think I found it on apartments.com. But anyway, I'd looked at all of them and there weren't too many that were within my price range that were also within the size that I wanted, or just like the layout, because some of them are like big, but the layout is weird to where I wouldn't be able to have like a studio and it didn't like make sense. So I was getting like really down with it, and my friend was literally telling me like, you need to like, you know, loosen up on some of your priorities for this like apartment, because it's going to be impossible for you to get like a cheaper apartment with the size that you want and like with like laundry and like all these things. Like, it's just, you need to be a little more realistic. And I was just like, no, like I'm gonna find something. And then that Monday when I was looking on my own, I randomly came across this apartment, and I think it was because I was looking at a different apartment, and then it took me to the like property management website, and then I was looking on their website, so not on apartments.com anymore. I was looking on their website and looking at all the apartment listings they had, and I saw this one, and I was like, whoa, this looks so perfect. Like, it looks really big in the pictures. Obviously, I think the pictures always make it look bigger, but it did look pretty wide. It looked like it was a good amount of space for like a studio. It had, you know, laundry within the building. It's not like in the unit, but whatever. And it just looked so perfect. So I like set up an appointment that day to go view it, and I got here and I just like loved it. I was like, I can definitely see this. And I saw another apartment across the street from this one, which was nice because it had like a little outdoor patio area, but the distribution of it wasn't ideal for a studio, so I didn't really like it. And it was a little darker too. So I really loved this one because it does have a lot of windows. I don't get direct lighting ever, but I do get a lot of light regardless, because the buildings across from me are like white. A lot of buildings in LA are, because they reflect light, whatever. So I do actually get a lot of light that bounces into the apartment, which is nice. And I have really big windows both in my bedroom and also in like the living room kitchen area, which is really nice. And yeah, when I walked in here, like, it felt a little bit smaller than what the pictures made it seem like, but my bedroom itself is actually so big. And I feel like that's the one thing everybody says when they walk in here. I'm like, the fact that I can have all the things that I have in my bedroom here is crazy, because it really does hold a lot. It really is big. And I like measured it out, realized that my cutting table could fit. And I was like, I think even my like couch in my living room can fit. It just seemed perfect. And so I, you know, applied for it later that day. I called my dad and was like going through it with him. I checked in with like my friend, you know, asked for their opinion, asked for their mom's opinion, their parents' opinion, just to like get a feel for it. I was like, is this a good area? I wasn't sure. And I was like, is this good? Whatever. And they were actually like, yeah, this is great. So I ended up here. And it was a whole process to get approved for this apartment, just because it's so hard to get approved for apartments generally, especially if you are self-employed, because it's really hard to prove your income. And they didn't like allow a co-signer for this one or something, unless you were like a student, and I'm not a student. So it was just a process, but managed to get it. So thank God for that. And it was available for a month later, like a couple of weeks later. I think I got approved early May. And I moved in May 27th, I believe, is when I got the keys. So yeah, crazy, guys. Literally crazy that it just happened so fast. I like, you know, packed up my entire townhouse that I had in Indy, downsized so much, got rid of so much stuff, and drove for 3 days all the way here, which was also just like an adventure in itself. That feels like it was years ago to me, but the fact that it was like 6 months ago or seven, whatever, is so crazy to me. Like, the year just feels so weird because I can't fathom the fact that I like lived in Indiana for pretty much half the year, because I feel like I've been in LA forever. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but it literally does not feel right that I was like in Indiana from like January to May. What the heck? I guess also because I was traveling to LA so much, so I was already here quite a bit at the beginning of the year. I came like nearly every month before moving, so that was already a lot. And obviously I was making a lot of friends already and like already had all these things planned. It was just like crazy. But obviously the first month that I was here was a little rough because I didn't have all my stuff. I was living on a mattress for a month. That also feels like it was ages ago. I can't believe that happened and I can't believe I survived that. I've worked like 3-4 different part-time jobs since moving here as well, which has also been a lot. But they've all been just like temporary, not like purposefully, but they've all just been like only for like a month or two or whatever. Just because a lot of people just aren't very consistent with what they like want when they're like hiring somebody part-time for content. So it's only been like, you know, a little bit of each, but obviously it's helped me get by, helped me meet people, whatever. So that's something. Then the day that I moved in, or the day that I actually like got all my stuff, was also the day I decided to do New York Fashion Week and that I booked an event space and like did the whole thing. So that was also a crazy and chaotic time of my life. But New York Fashion Week was such a highlight of this year. Just because, like, one, the fact that it actually, like, you know, worked out and, like, people showed up and it was relatively smooth, like, you know, in terms of how the show played out. Incredible. Also, just, like, the fact that I got to meet so many of, like, my internet friends in real life and just, like, hang out with all these people that I've been connecting with for the past couple of years online was so cool. Like, getting to meet Veronica in person for the first time, even though we've been, like, besties for so long, so fun. It's so funny how you just, like, really do hit it off, like, so quickly with these friends. My friend Hallie, who's a photographer, who later, like, came to stay with me in LA, like, the next couple months. So much fun. Got to hang out with her. Tracy, who I've also been really good internet friends with, like, got to meet. Yana, I had already met the previous year when I did New York Fashion Week, but also, like, second time being in person together, so much fun. Like, just so cool to see all these people in real life. I also got to meet Larisa in real life, the founder of Refined Shopping, who I've also done so many events with. Got to meet her in person there and did an event with her there. So, just, like, so many cool things, and got to just see a lot of people that I hadn't seen in a long time. A lot of friends that showed up, and it was just like such a wonderful experience. Obviously, it was also just a hard time in terms of like family things that were happening. My family wasn't able to come. My grandpa, unfortunately, like passed away that day, and I just, you know, it was just a very high high and very low low for me at the same time. So it was a very weird time of my life because I want to view it very happily, but also there's like a part of me that like obviously it wasn't very happy in that moment, and just like felt very anxious and stressed about the fact that I couldn't be with my family and they couldn't be with me. And it was a lot, but at the end of the day, obviously I'm just like grateful for how it all played out. And I was able to have my cousin and his boyfriend with me as well, which was just like the best ever. I love them so much. So it was just like a really great time. Obviously I went to Spain right after that, unexpectedly for a week, which was just nice to like unwind from that, because I obviously had been so stressed leading up to that and had so much going on. So it was nice to just like disconnect for a week and just be with my family and, you know, grieve together. And then right after that, literally the day after I got back to LA, my friends from Indiana came to visit me. My friends Rachel and Kennedy, they're my besties. We've been friends since we were like 16, and it was so nice to have them here, show them around, and just like be with them, because we hadn't all been together since the previous Thanksgiving. So it was just so nice to have them around. And right after they left, the same day they left, I left to go to Dallas for my dad's 50th. So it was just so much that month. I feel like this year has felt so long because I just did so many things back to back to back. I didn't even mention the two times I went to Mexico this year, one for my cousin's bridal shower and one for her actual wedding. So literally I've been all over the place. It has been a crazy hectic year, but I really did so much and I'm very proud of it. And yeah, I feel like after that Dallas trip, I finally slowed down and I was in LA just for a good amount of time. I feel like I finally was able to just like really put time into the friendships that I had been building and like really, really hang out with the people that were new into my life and like give them a lot of time. So it's been really nice to just be here and hang out and like do all the fun things. I had a little combined birthday party with one of my friends. I like went out for Halloween twice in a row, which is crazy for me because I barely go out. And when I do, it's probably like once a weekend only. So the fact that I went out two nights in a row was a lot. I think that's the first time I've ever done that, which is so funny to me because I'm literally 23 by this point. And I obviously ended up getting COVID right after that, which is so funny that the one time I decide, like, I should be fun, I should go out two nights in a row, I get COVID. So that was fun. And yeah, now we're here and I'm making about a million Taylor Swift custom orders, it feels like. And I just got like the biggest sponsorship I've ever gotten with like one of my dream brands. And I'm so excited about it. Can't talk about it. I don't know when it's coming out, but that's super exciting. So it's been a very up and down year. Just a lot of really high highs and a really low lows. I've accomplished a lot of things, but also like it's been a hard year for business at the same time because like I did all these events, did all the things that were very successful, but like towards the second half of the year, I really barely got any sales. Like I probably got like maybe 10 sales total from like June to now. I swear, like it's been nothing. Okay, maybe like 15, but that's like nothing for an entire like 6 months. So it's been a lot of like debating what I really want to do, how I'm like supposed to proceed with everything, how I want things to go for next year. And obviously now that I have all these custom orders, my entire, like the entirety of the first 8 months of next year are probably just going to be custom order times. So I really don't even know if I'm going to be putting out a new collection, which is so crazy to say, but I just don't think I'm going to have the time because I have so much going on with that. So it's going to be an interesting year, just because it's going to be very different from what I'm used to, but I'm really excited about it regardless. It's nice to have my work cut out for me for that amount of time because usually I never even know how much I'm going to make every month because I just can't really predict how many orders I'm gonna get or what it's gonna be like. So it's nice to have that security for next year. And yeah, that's kind of a whole view into how my year has been going. It really has been such a crazy up and down this year, and I feel like I say that every year, but I feel like this year especially has been a really like up and down just because of like moving and like not having my stuff. My business isn't doing well, but now I made like a bunch of friends and like I live in LA and it's like so great and like, you know, but then it's like family things happen and now, but then it's like New York Fashion Week also happened and it's like just a lot of up and downs and I feel like that's just life. But this year especially has just been very chaotic. So that's kind of how my year has been. In terms of goals, I guess I kind of like said them throughout a little bit, but yeah, I think one of my other goals for this year especially is to make patterns and do more tutorial education based videos. Because I've really been requested that so much and I keep avoiding it. But I have been working on a couple of patterns. If you're on my Patreon, I've allowed a couple people on there to test them out and kind of give me feedback before obviously I put them out. So if you want to be one of the people that gets to like choose it, obviously I can't give it to absolutely everybody. I choose like a couple of people, but if you want to be one of the people that could possibly get chosen, go subscribe to my Patreon. I really haven't been very active on it at all this year, so I feel bad, but now I feel like I am finally back and I'm finally giving you hopefully something that's worth the payment. So I feel good about it. I have a couple other patterns in mind for that. So that's something obviously that I really do want to go into this next year. I want to do New York Fashion Week again. I'm a little indecisive of how I want to go about it. I don't know if I want to do like a show again and if I want to do it with like multiple designers again or like just me, or if I want to do more of a showcase where there's like just models around, kind of just like in place posing and you get to walk around as if it's kind of like a museum exhibit, because I think in that way more people could come because it could be for a couple hours and you can just come in and out, so I can like have more people be there. But I don't know if I want to do that or if I want to do a show. I feel like a show is so much fun and so much more like intimate in that aspect. But I'm indecisive, so I don't know. If you have comments on that and you're watching on YouTube, let me know, because I'm indecisive and obviously I have time to think about it. But yeah, that's definitely something I'm thinking of for this year. And yeah, I don't know. We'll just see where the year takes me, because I feel like every year I've had a lot of really, really big set goals. And this year I just like, I don't know. I feel like a lot of it is really up in the air and it could go so many different ways. Even just seeing how this year went, I'm like, wow, it really can go so many different ways. So I don't know, I'll think of all my goals by the time my actual like vision board video comes out in January. But for now, that's where I'm at with it. Anyway, thank you so much for keeping up with the podcast, even though I've been like just very MIA from it since I moved pretty much. I feel like previous to that, I was so on top of it, like literally putting things out weekly. But it's just gotten so difficult because I've had so many things going on. And it's hard to like edit a whole audio, edit it into the video, make social media content for it, do all of that on top of like everything else I do. So I just haven't felt very, you know, inspired to do it, but hopefully I get back into it this year. I'm really trying to find like a in-person studio to be able to film all the like LA people episodes with, but my podcast studio is building one and I need to check in on with them if it's like done or not, or like when it's going to be done, because that would be like the best case scenario for me, just to use their studio and not have to pay for one. So we'll see, but that is kind of the update for now. Thank you guys for listening. I will see you soon, but realistically probably within the next year. I'm hoping like I get back into this in like January or February. That's my goal, but we'll see. You know, subscribe so you don't miss it when it does come out, and I will see you guys in the next one. Bye.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.